In New York, Dan Roth is the editor-in-chief of LinkedIn, and they're plugged into the job market. We thought we'd check in with Dan, find out what's going on. Good morning, Dan. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Bob. Welcome back. I missed you last week.
Well, thanks. I'll give you the update on my my LinkedIn habits in a second here. But let's talk first about some numbers you have. I know as far as global hiring and the hiring rate in the U.S., you've got some information on that. What's the latest?
Yeah, sure. So we're looking at the hiring rate has dropped about 34% versus this time in 2019. This is the latest kind of pessimistic look at where we are in hiring. So in April, hiring was down 24% month over month, 30% year over year. It was even worse in Chicago. Chicago saw a 38% drop month over month and about a 39% drop year over year, so worse than the national average. And you're just seeing companies just aren't hiring. Now, there are pockets where places are doing better than others, but nowhere are we seeing anyone actually having positive hiring. It's all mostly just a question of how far down you are.
Any speculation or guess as to why our numbers here in Chicago are lower, why the Midwest may be suffering more?
Yeah, I mean, the cities where you see industries that are doing better and are slightly protected from economic upheaval are doing better, not surprisingly. So some of the top cities are D.C., which the government just has not had the same, has been able to protect itself a little more. So D.C. is doing better. Boston is doing better because it's a large biotech hub, and so it's been able to protect itself. I think in any kind of big cities where you're dependent on real estate is big. No one's selling right now. Food service, no one's eating out, or leisure and travel. When Chicago's got both of those, then places have had to do furloughs and firings, and those have a ripple effect on the economy.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but you have to think that as the pandemic goes on, all of these numbers are going to get worse before they get better, won't they?
Well, the one, it depends. The cities where, one of the things that we've been measuring is the workforce confidence. How well do people think, not how much do they know, and not about not looking at the hiring rate, but how much do workers feel like they are confident in their economic abilities and whether they will be able to stay employed? This gives us just a sense, and if you look at these in large numbers, you get kind of a sense of where people are, the sort of national mood. And there's been a rise in optimism in certain industries. In real estate, for example, we just talked about real estate. We're seeing a big jump in the confidence of people in real estate because homes are starting to sell again. And when we look at places that have opened up, then you are seeing a more confident workforce. Now, what happens if all that opening leads to more infections and there are further shutdowns? That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that yet. But so far, there does seem to be a rise in confidence in these places where businesses are starting again. So that's kind of a good sign. The other green shoot I would point out is that there has been a huge rise in the demand for remote workers. We saw about a 91% increase in remote job postings. So these are companies saying they don't really care where someone is. They just need someone to fill that seat, and they can work from wherever. And we saw a 22% increase in remote job views, so people who are checking out these jobs. That's a sign, I think, that there is that whatever the recovery comes, when it comes, it might actually come a little bit more spread out across the, not just going to happen in East Coast cities and in West Coast cities, that you could live anywhere and you live in kind of cheaper places and get some of these great jobs. And I have a feeling this is a trend that's going to stick around even post-pandemic. Once companies realize they can hire people anywhere and they don't have any productivity drop, why go back to filling these big offices? Mm-hmm. So that could have an impact on the kind of greater Chicagoland area.
What about the college graduates, all of the kids from the class of 2020 looking for work? What about them?
Yeah, it's not great out there. So there are more than 1.5 million entry-level jobs right now, with 65,000 internships open in the U.S. right now. So those are okay numbers. If you are a college grad and you're looking we do have some tips for you. First, on places to live, we took a look recently where we matched up where the hiring was and what, and we use Zillow data also for to look at the cost of living in those cities to try to find the great places to start your career. There are a lot of places right around Chicago that are actually really good. St. Louis is our number one city, so it's got about a $60,000 starting salary on average, and rents are less than $1,000 a month. So good place to start. You can actually, there are job openings there, and you could take risks with your career because it's not that expensive once you move there. Milwaukee, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, all other really good good possibilities. And then, even if you're not willing to move, you just want these jobs, you can't come in and interview. We've been hearing from experts on LinkedIn sharing information about what they recommend to people. It's some of the same recommendations we heard in the old world, which is you got to network, but now you have to be able to network online. It means putting yourself in the places where it means writing more. It means sharing more. It means leaving comments on from people that you want to be connected to. And you have to just be out there as a great communicator, because that is the only way you're going to be able to prove yourself right now, is through how you talk and how you think and show that you have interesting things. And then the other part is you got to start just launching projects. You have to kind of launch companies. It's a great time to try to start a new company. You got to do it on the cheap, obviously, but if you have an idea, there are people that you can get on your side. You can test things out a little bit more cheaply. You can try to get people to work for you from wherever they are. The technology is good enough. And if it fails, no one will ever look back and say, you failed at this, because failing during a pandemic is not failing. That is trying. That's showing that you've been out there just trying to do something.
Got
to
be resourceful. And one thing I read somewhere and never forgot, when you hear the word no, don't hear no in your head. Just hear the word next and do it that way. Dan, when we talked to you a couple weeks ago, you had your barking dog. We appreciate the fact that today you got birds chirping. I thought it was the moment of Zen for a minute, and I was going to just say, let's just be quiet and hear the birds. It's a lovely sound this morning.
You know what that sound is? That's the sound of New York being shut down. You really can very rarely hear birds around here. That just tells you how little industry is going on right now.
Nature in Manhattan. And exactly. Thanks for the help. Your people got me all logged in on LinkedIn. Latest message I got, Bob, you have 8 new updates waiting for you on LinkedIn. And then I hit the button that says view all notifications. And it's asking me to log in again. Did I forget my password? Well, let me work on this during the 8
We're
o'clock
back to
news.
Square one. All right.
We'll talk to you again soon. Appreciate the job reports, Dan. Have a good day and enjoy the nature of New York City.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. All right, take care.